Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 528 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 18 cross-examination. He made that remark to me about 8 o'clock Monday morning, and I went right back and told my mother of it. The elevator makes enough noise to know it is running. You don't notice it when the machinery is running. You wouldn't know whether it was running or not, unless your attention is directed to it. I had looked at the clock 5 minutes before I saw Mr. Frank in front of Rich's. I had just looked at the clock also, before I saw him going into Jacob's. I am certain of the times I saw him. That was the exact time by the clock. I get $10 a week. Last time my salary was raised, it was raised in January. There has been no raise since then. I had heard that some of the sweepers sometimes stay on Saturday afternoons to sweep. I didn't know it. I just asked him if he was there at the factory Saturday afternoon. He never before admitted being drunk to me before. Nobody suspected Jim of the murder at that time. I told my mother of it because I tell her everything. I told Mr. Darley about it. I don't remember when I told him. It was before Conley was arrested on Thursday. I told Mr. Rosser when he was at the factory. That was after Jim was arrested. I did not see the red spot in the metal room on Monday. I didn't go in the metal room until Tuesday. I didn't see it then, because I wasn't looking at the floor. Mrs. E.M. Carson sworn for the defendant. I worked at the pencil factory 3 years. Rebecca Carson is my daughter. I am a widow. I have seen blood spots around the ladies' dressing room 3 or 4 times. I was at the factory Friday morning. I left about 12:15. I saw Jim Conley on Tuesday after the murder. He was sweeping around my table. I said, "Well, Jim, you are here now." And he says, "No."